Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ADHD is Awesome a Guide to, mostly. Thriving with ADHD is a popular nonfiction guide by Penn Holderness, co-authored with Kim Holderness, that presents ADHD through lived experience, practical explanation, and humor, rather than through a strictly clinical frame, published by Harper Horizon in 224. The book addresses what daily life can feel like for a person with ADHD, while also speaking to spouses, parents, teachers, co-workers, and friends who want to offer more informed support. Its purpose is not to replace diagnosis, therapy, medication advice, or specialist care. Instead, it aims to make ADHD more understandable and less stigmatized by combining accessible education with personal examples and coping strategies. The book is organized around understanding ADHD, reframing common assumptions, and building workable routines. With a foreword by ADHD expert Edward Hallowell, it occupies a middle ground between self-help, relationship guidance, and neurodiversity advocacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing ADHD as a mixed profile of impairments and usable strengths. A central feature of ADHD is Awesome, is its effort to shift the conversation away from a deficit-only account of ADHD without denying that the condition can create real difficulties. The book emphasizes traits often associated with ADHD, including creativity, high energy, improvisational thinking, emotional intensity, and hyperfocus when interest is high. Its argument is not that ADHD is simply an advantage, but that many people understand themselves more accurately when they see both costs and capacities in the same frame. This matters because a purely negative narrative can increase shame and reduce the willingness to seek support. By presenting ADHD as a pattern that can be managed, accommodated, and sometimes leveraged, the book encourages readers to ask what environments, tasks, and relationships bring out better functioning. The strengths-based framing also helps non-ADHD readers avoid interpreting every behavior as laziness, carelessness, or lack of concern. The practical implication is a more precise question, not how to become neurotypical, but how to reduce predictable friction while preserving the energy and originality that may come with a differently regulated attention system. Secondly, explaining the lived experience of attention modulation rather than simple distraction. The book is especially concerned with correcting the common idea that ADHD means a person cannot pay attention. Instead, it presents ADHD as a difficulty with regulating attention, motivation, impulses, time, and task initiation. This distinction is important because many people with ADHD can concentrate intensely on work, hobbies, crises, or creative projects that strongly engage them, while struggling with routine obligations that appear simple from the outside. ADHD is Awesome uses personal experience and accessible explanation to show why inconsistent performance is often part of the condition, not proof that the person only tries when they feel like it. The book also addresses how this inconsistency affects self-perception. A person who can perform brilliantly in one context and fail to complete basic tasks in another may develop confusion, embarrassment, or defensiveness. By describing ADHD from the inside, the authors give readers a language for patterns that are often misread by families, teachers, and employers. This explanatory focus makes the book useful for people newly diagnosed, or for those who recognize ADHD traits but have never had a coherent framework for them. Thirdly, connecting emotional intensity with executive function challenges in daily life. ADHD is Awesome does not limit its discussion to attention span. It also gives attention to the emotional side of ADHD and to executive function problems that affect everyday life. These include trouble starting tasks, switching between activities, remembering obligations, estimating time, organizing materials, and following through when novelty has faded. The book treats these issues as practical design problems rather than moral failures. That perspective is useful because many ADHD struggles become worse when people rely only on willpower, guilt, or last-minute panic. The authors emphasize the need for routines, external supports, and systems that reduce the number of decisions required in ordinary life. Emotional regulation is closely related to this because repeated missed deadlines, forgotten commitments, or household conflict can create frustration for both the person with ADHD and those around them. The book, therefore, links coping strategies with self-compassion and accountability. It recognizes that ADHD can explain a pattern without excusing every consequence. The result is a balanced message. Readers are encouraged to build supports that fit their brains while still taking responsibility for repair, communication, and follow-through. Fourthly, treating partners, parents, teachers, and caregivers as part of the ADHD equation. One of the notable elements of the book is its attention to people who live, work, teach, or parent alongside someone with ADHD. Many ADHD books focus primarily on the diagnosed person, but ADHD is Awesome also explores the support system surrounding that person. This includes spouses who feel burdened by uneven responsibilities, parents trying to distinguish discipline problems from neurological differences, and educators seeking better ways to structure learning. The book does not suggest that supporters should simply tolerate every difficulty. Rather, it encourages informed empathy combined with clearer systems and expectations. Understanding ADHD can reduce personalizing of behaviors such as forgetfulness, lateness, impulsive comments, or clutter, but support still requires boundaries and communication. The relationship-centered approach is valuable because ADHD frequently appears as an interpersonal issue before it is understood as a cognitive one. A missed appointment, unfinished core, or emotional reaction affects more than the individual. By giving non-ADHD readers language and practical perspective, the book helps move relationships away from blame cycles and toward shared problem-solving. This makes it relevant beyond individual self-help and useful in family, classroom, and workplace contexts. Lastly, using humor, visual structure, and short sections to match the needs of ADHD readers, the design and tone of ADHD is awesome or part of its method. The book uses humor, personal anecdotes, headings, side elements, charts, and playful features to make information easier to absorb in short sessions. This format matters because many readers with ADHD struggle with dense, uninterrupted exposition, even when the subject is personally important. By breaking material into manageable units, the book models the accessibility it recommends elsewhere. Humor also performs a specific function. It lowers defensiveness around topics that can otherwise feel loaded with shame, conflict, or failure. At the same time, this stylistic choice creates a limitation. Readers looking for a scholarly treatment, a medical manual, or a deeper view of ADHD research may find the book too informal. The authors are writing from lived experience supported by consultation and public ADHD knowledge, not from the position of clinical researchers. That does not undermine the value of the book, but it clarifies its proper use. It is strongest as an approachable entry point, a reframing tool, and a conversation starter rather than as a comprehensive scientific reference. In conclusion, ADHD is awesome is best suited for adults with ADHD, people recently diagnosed, families trying to understand ADHD behavior without reducing it to character flaws, and educators or leaders who want a clearer lived experience perspective. It may also help partners and caregivers who need validation for the strain ADHD can place on relationships while still wanting to respond constructively. The practical benefit of the book is that it translates common ADHD patterns into everyday language and pairs that explanation with strategies for routines, communication, self-awareness, and environmental fit. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of ADHD as a complex neurodevelopmental condition that includes impairments and possible strengths, rather than as either a disorder to be hidden or a superpower to be romanticized. Compared with more clinical ADHD books, it stands out for its humor, visual accessibility, and strong attention to the people around the ADHD individual. Compared with broad neurodiversity advocacy, it is more concrete about household friction, emotional consequences, and daily management. Readers seeking detailed neuroscience or treatment guidance should supplement it with professional sources, but readers seeking a readable, humane, and practical orientation to ADHD will find it distinctive within the self-help and mental health category. If you would like to support Penholderness, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.